following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Doug and Daddy Show on the road edition as we are back with our Wednesday Husker Lunch live at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft here in Kearney. We'll be downstairs today. They're doing some improvements and remodeling to what's going on here at Cunningham's, but Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be joining us. Doug and Daddy Show taking you up until noon, and then Sean from noon to one will be talking Nebraska football, what was going on in the bye week, the latest on the injury situation. We'll preview Minnesota. We're going to do that again in just a second. Matt Limegrover, the offensive coordinator for Minnesota, is going to join us momentarily here. We're also going to be talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report as we get ready for the final week of the high school football regular season in the state of Nebraska. We'll also have UNK golf coach Wes Burnt, and we have got so much more to talk about on the program today. So stay with us. Sean will join us as well at the end of the program. But let's get right into it here because they're keeping busy getting ready for the Huskers. And we got a chance to talk to the offensive coordinator last year before the Husker-Minnesota game. And Matt Limegrover joins us here. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Doug. Great to be here today.
Well, great to check up with you again. I know there's a lot of Husker fans that are getting ready to take off in the next couple of days to come up to Minneapolis. And, boy, this game maybe takes on a little bit more importance after the nice win against Northwestern. You guys came off a bye week. Obviously, you're trying to deal with Coach Kill not calling the shots right now. What's it like for you guys trying to piece this together and then doing it by beating Northwestern?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, and it's what we've talked about right from the very beginning, you know, we want to try and keep things as close to business as usual as possible. And, you know, that's easier said than done, you know, when your head coach has a medical condition that forces him to be away from the team. I mean, there's obviously some adjustments you have to make, but our big thing was we want to keep it as routine as possible for the kids. Felt like they did a great job. You know, our bye week came at the right time as far as being able to let the kids get rested up a little bit, get healed up that first week, and then really jump into the game prep and kind of get ready for that second half of the season. And you know, I felt like the kids did a great job of focusing. We had, you know, we got them prepared and said, hey, let's go out and cut her loose and have a little fun. And that's what we did against Northwestern. So we're going to try and keep that vibe going and see what happens with it.
Coach, you're part of a staff that really knows each other. You've been with Coach Kill for 15 years. Coach Clays, who's a defensive coordinator and acting as the head coach in Coach Kill's absence, he's been with the coach for 19 years. On a personal level, it's got to be very difficult to kind of separate yourself from that situation, worrying about Coach Kill's health. But also, because you guys have been around so long, you guys as a staff really have to know what each other want to do. And how has that dynamic kind of worked out in his absence?
Well, it is. It's an important piece of the puzzle. But, you know, the one thing about this is obviously this isn't something that's happened that's new. You know, we've been through this before. When it first happened way back at Southern Illinois, I don't think we as a staff knew how to handle it. You know, I mean, like you said, when you work for a guy for 15 years, you know, it's no longer the guy's just your boss. You become the friend, and your families are close. And that's the way we all are as a staff here. So when it first happened, there's a little bit of that initial shock, what should I do? And eventually what happens over time is you realize, you know, if you know Coach Kill at all, he does not want us sitting around doing candlelight vigils and you know, sitting on our hands until he comes back. And we've learned that over time. He understands, you know, if he has a situation that keeps him away, we don't all run over to his house or to his hospital room, and you know, he knows we're working, we're doing our job, so that makes it a lot easier. You don't have to sit there and say, well, I hope he understands that I'm thinking about him or whatever. That goes without saying at this point. So it allows us to keep things as regular as possible within the program and for the kids. And when the kids don't see you panicking as an assistant, I think that gives them comfort in, okay, things are going to be okay. I think if we were running around here crazy and everything was disorganized, I think then that's when it creeps in with the kids. And so we try very hard to go the opposite direction on that. And having been through it before, I hate to sound cold, but it's just a reality, and we know exactly what we need to do when this happens.
Well, Matt, how is the coach doing right now?
You know what? He's doing great. He's been watching some Nebraska film, and he's come in and given us some things that he thinks offensively that might be a good addition for us, and he's been watching some special teams. So he's getting back at it. He just doesn't want to push it and get back to square one, with having taken the time off. He wants to make sure it's worthwhile. So he's not pushing it, but it's great to get him back into the office, even for a shorter period of time. There's a certain comfort level with him around, obviously.
We're talking with Minnesota offensive coordinator Matt Limegrover here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show in Nebraska. Matt, what'd the coach tell you? Give us some Nebraska secrets.
He said, here's five or six things. You need to run them exactly how I say, and we may get a first down on them. So that's where we're at right now. We're working very hard to put together two first downs in a row against the Huskers right now. So
your offense has really kind of grown through the course of the year. You've had four different guys run for 100 yards in a game. David Cobb didn't start the season even on the depth chart, and he had five touchdowns, 477 yards so far this season, and got 103 big yards against Northwestern. Talk about his growth and kind of the growth of your running game.
Well, I think the big thing is that number one is that David Cobb has always had the physical talent, and we've been kind of waiting and trying to nurture him in all the other parts of it, the mental part, the maturity part, the ability to be more than just a kid you turn around and hand the ball off to. And what's happened is it's taken him a little bit of time, but that light bulb's finally gone on. And so he's a kid that we can depend on. We have confidence in him that he's going to go out and not just go the right way when he's getting the football, but pass protect, do the little things that a running back needs to do. And so that's a great thing because the physical skill has always been there. Now he's coupling that with the mental aptitude and the maturity on the field, off the field, in the classroom, those types of things. So that's been a real bright spot for us. And to be honest with you, we want to be a run first team. We feel like that, that's playing good team football, helping our defense, grinding up clock, that type of thing. So that's been a priority of ours for quite a while now. And I think we're not quite where we want to be. And I think the young men know that, and we know that as coaches, but we're heading down that path. And each week is we get a little bit better. We get a little bit more confident, and there are still going to be setbacks, but we feel like we're on the right path. We kind of started that back in our bowl game against Texas Tech and have been building on that ever since. And there's been a few speed bumps along the way, but for the most part, we're trying to forge out that identity. So,
Minnesota offensive coordinator Matt Limegrover with us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You guys did put up a good number of points during the non-conference schedule, and I guess as with almost every team except somebody that's playing Indiana, we would expect that the numbers would go down in Big Ten play, and they have offensively. You guys are running the dual quarterbacks. It has kind of affected your passing yardage. Where are you at with that, and can you let us in on what your game plan is a little bit for Saturday with those quarterbacks?
Well, the biggest thing is that we feel like with Philip Nelson and Mitchell Eisner, our two quarterbacks, they're both young kids. We feel like we've got two pretty good ones. The tough thing right now is because of the youth, we're still kind of trying to get them comfortable. The great thing about those two young men is they share a lot of the same qualities. So when we put together a game plan for an opponent, for example, against Nebraska, we say, okay, what will work? And we get that onto a game plan. And the great thing about those two young men is they share so many of the same qualities that the vast majority of our game plan, with whoever's in there, we're not going to have to alter what we do. In the past, when you run a two quarterback system, you're doing it because you have two guys that are so completely different that you have one game plan for one game plan for the other. Well, these guys, there's so much carryover, and to be honest, right now, we're just kind of riding a hot hand. If we feel like a guy, you know, our biggest thing is guys haven't been seriously hurt, but guys have been nicked up a little bit. So when Phillip got nicked up against Western Illinois earlier in the year, Mitch came in, did a nice job. Phillip came back against Iowa, probably came back a little too soon, was a little tentative. We never quite got going against Iowa. We started Mitch against University of Michigan, and he did some really good things. And we're just trying to find, I don't even want to call it consistency, but when either or both of those guys are healthy, we feel like we've got a couple really good quarterbacks moving forward, and it's just a matter of getting them healthy and letting them do their thing. So that's been the juggling act we've been trying to do. And to be honest with you, we get to a point where it doesn't matter to us or really the other 10 kids in that huddle, which of those guys is in there. They're both potentially that good. It's just a matter of who's kind of riding a hot hand and who's feeling healthy and good in a particular ball game.
Coach, you mentioned how young you guys are. You don't have a junior. You don't have a senior at the quarterback position on your roster. Were you limited a little bit in what you could do offensively because of that inexperience you had at that quarterback position? And if that was true early in the year, is that still true now? Because these guys aren't as young as they once were because they've had plenty of opportunities to play up to this point.
Yes, and that's the part where we're expanding and putting more on their plate. And you know, the biggest challenge right now is that, believe me when I tell you, I'd love, even though we've got two good guys, I'd love to be able to say, okay, we got one guy, we're going to go with him. But, you know, in the nature of what we do, you know, we're a team, I don't want to say we're like Nebraska from the standpoint of, I mean, they're rolling. But as far as when you have a quarterback that you run, you know, you guys have been very fortunate for the most part. I know it's different this year with Taylor Martinez. It's been primarily pretty healthy, which has been great. We've been getting nicked up a little bit. So just when you kind of get one of those kids going, something happens, a hamstring or an ankle, where it just slows them down a little bit. And experience-wise, when they're not the grizzled old veteran, it's a little harder to fight through some of that. But we feel like both those guys are relatively healthy. So we're expanding some of the things that we do, and we need to. We can't be the same old against Big Ten defenses, as you guys pointed out. You know, we've got to have some angles, got to have some things that are a little bit different to keep the defenses off guard and still, you know, be in our wheelhouse, so to speak.
Matt, we'll wrap it up with this just because the offensive line and even the defensive line, but the offensive line back here in Nebraska seems to be a little bit of the talk about the strength of your football team. Can you comment on that?
Well, I'd like to think it is. You know, we played a lot of young kids in there last year, and we were beat up real bad last year. We were rotating guys through and never got any continuity. Fortunately, knock on wood, you know, we've been healthy this year, so we've been able to play primarily the same five guys. Had a little bit of a change at left tackle, but that's been for the better. A guy's been playing real well and got him in there more. So, you know, is it a full-fledged strength? You know, what remains to be seen, but it is definitely a big component of what we do is those guys up front being able to be on the same page and get going. And that's what's going to help us down the stretch here win some ball games is as our offensive line goes, we're going to go as an offense down the last five games of the season here starting on Saturday.
All right, we'll let you get back to preparations, Matt. Thanks so much for once again joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Looking forward to a great game Saturday morning.
You got it, guys. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your week.
You bet. You too. Great guys up at Minnesota. Matt Limegrover, offensive coordinator, the whole staff basically in their third season with the Gophers. And, you know, Randy, I was thinking about this when we started the interview, and Matt, all the guys that we've been associated with Minnesota, great guys, and sometimes it's easier to kind of root for the underdog. Minnesota's the underdog, the lovable loser. They're not really that anymore, although when you look on this schedule, I don't know that they'll be favored in any game that's left on their schedule. They've got Indiana, Penn State, Wisconsin, and Michigan State. They need just one more win to become bowl eligible, and there's no guarantee that that's going to happen. But can, just like us, almost every media outlet that wants to talk about Minnesota, most of the questions are going to be about Coach Kill and how the coaching staff is dealing with it, and you don't really bring out a lot about the football team, which I think might allow them to fly a little bit under the radar.
I think that does help them get under the radar. The thing about the coaching staff that amazes me is the continuity that they've had. Eric Klein, their strength coach, has been with Coach Kill for 20 years. Coach Clays, who is acting as the head coach during the game, the defense coordinator, 19 years. We just talked with Matt. He's been with him for 15 years. So this is a unit. This is a coaching staff that has been together every place that Coach Kill has gone, from Emporia State on up in many cases. And when you take a look at the success that they have had, you can't just pin it on Coach Kill. The success that they've had as a unit, they've gotten progressively better every place they've gone. They've gone into situations where they're 1-9 that first year, but they get better and they get better and they get better. And I think that's going to continue to be the case for Minnesota. You're right, no guarantees that they're going to get that next win to get bowl eligible, but I'm going to tell you they're going to get it. And if Nebraska's not careful, it'll happen as early as Saturday because they are that good.
Well, it'll be interesting again. That point spread is very scary. Usually you go out and, you know, what does Vegas know? This is one of those that is only hovering around 10, 10.5. That seems extremely too low. A lot of the people that follow this closer than I do say, don't worry about it this week. They're basing this off the Northwestern win. I hope so. I hope so. Martinez was back at practice yesterday, looking pretty good. The coaches now are being very guarded about what they say. You know,
and they're playing a little bit of a game too at Nebraska, yeah. And that is, we don't want them to know who our starting quarterback is going to be, so they got to, you know, spread out their prep
important?
A little bit. I think to a certain extent it is, but I don't think Nebraska changes dramatically what they do offensively based on who the quarterback is. You know, there might be some strengths that Taylor has versus, you know, Armstrong and Kellogg, but. Again, it's not a radically different, but you play the game as best as you can play the game in terms of trying to manipulate. Information is power, and you try to manipulate a little bit. I'm with you. It's not a huge thing, I don't think.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk our Loper Link, UNK men's golf coach Wes Burnt. We'll give you all the Loper information. The MIAA preseason media basketball polls are starting to come out. As expected for the men, not very high. I don't expect that they will be for the women either, but the men's poll is out. We'll tell you about that. We'll also be talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, and Sean Callahan will join us at the end of the show from Husker Online. We are at Cunningham's Journal for our Husker Lunch. Come on down, get registered for the many prizes that we have to give away, your chance to win Nebraska-Iowa tickets. Great food here, as always, at Cunningham's, and Sean Callahan will be bringing copies of his books, 100 Things Nebraska Fans Need to Know or Do Before They Die, and he'll autograph them, have them on sale here today if you would like to pick up a book. When he was here last time, got a lot of books sold here, and it's really a great great read. And of course, you can never go too early for some gifts, whether it's birthday, Christmas, anniversary, whatever the case may be.
So, well, and that's always that's always a good gift. And by the way, you know, how often do you get to have it be signed by the author? You know, so I mean, there's an added benefit of doing it here.
It is great times here at Cunningham's. Join us today. Doug and Daddy show up till noon, and then Sean from noon to one. Stop in and see us today. Even if you can only slide in for 15, 20 minutes, maybe you'd just get a quick little journal bite for an appetizer, and then you're back out of here. You'll catch some Husker talk today. We'll be back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah. Street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. We knew Protection One was for us.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99 or call 866-729-9045 for details. This is a limited time offer, so call now, 866-729-9045.
College football is back in full stride, which means the Dr. Pepper tuition giveaway is back again to change the lives of deserving students around the country. Like our 2012 SEC winner, Garrett Booker, who overcame adversity by joining the Boy Scouts and working hard to become an Eagle Scout. Garrett is using the $100,000 tuition money to fulfill his dream of making a difference in the world. What do you want to do to change the world? Go to drpeppertuition.com and tell us your story. No purchase necessary. For a chance to compete to win up to $100,000 in tuition, head to drpeppertuition.com. Must be 18 to 24 to compete. Ends December 13th, 2013. Dr. Pepper, always one of a kind.
Plumbers, Waterworks, and HVAC pros, this is Coach Terry Bradshaw. Are you looking for a team that gets you the supplies you need?
Yeah.
Then you want Ferguson. You can order your materials online, then pick them up at your branch or have them delivered.
Yeah.
And with Ferguson Pro Plus, your online orders now earn points you can use to get cool stuff, electronics, sports gear, even trips. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Then check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com.
For a limited time, score double points on all Renai products. Check out Ferguson.com/.
The Red Sox and Cardinals finished the regular season at 97-65, tied for the best record in baseball.
Swing and a high fly ball left field. That one will hit. It is gone!
Now the two best teams in the major leagues meet in the World Series. Both pitching staffs have been lights out. Will either offense step up or will pitching continue to dominate?
Game one of the World Series, Cardinals and Red Sox, Wednesday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Partly sunny skies today. Northwest winds increasing to 10 to 20, with our highs in the middle 60s. And then tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, with our winds diminishing, lows in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 48.
Doug and Daddy's show rolling on here from our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. Swing on by. We're going to order off the menu today. Get anything that you want, the Juicy Lucy, Juicy Jack, great burgers. You can even make your own and put any of their toppings on that. You can specialize it with a little masterpiece going on there. Always get the Journal Bites or a great appetizer. I don't know why they put the Husker Ribs on the appetizer, because they're a meal
all unto itself.
I love those things. You can get pizza, great pizza that they make here as well. You can get a little personal size pizza, or you can get a large one for the entire group, or if it's just you and a coworker, maybe you can split one and get a medium-sized pizza here as well. They've got the salads, a great selection of sides that go along with it, your favorite drink, all here for part of our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's here in Kearney. Right now, though, as we do every Wednesday, it is our Loper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons. They have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. And we've got a lot to talk about, football, basketball, volleyball, but let's start with maybe the hottest team in the UNK's fall session right here, giving the volleyball team a run for its money, and that's the men's golf team. Head coach Wes Burnt joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter. Wes, congratulations on an outstanding fall season. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on. We had a great fall season, one of the best we've ever had, and since I've been around anyway, and just really enjoyable to be part of it.
What's it like? What's it like when you watch some of the guys shoot better than you do, man?
It's nice. It's nice. I do get to play with them every once in a while in practice, and it's not very often. I don't think in any other sport you could actually be competitive in that nature. This summer we all kind of play in the same tournaments, and we face each other. And it's nice to get beat by them. I'd rather get beat by them than anybody else, for sure.
Talk about the way you finished. That Central Regional that was over in St. Joseph, you guys finish it off in style, coming away with the win. And that's a pretty elite group that you were golfing against. Talk about your team's performance and finishing out this part of the season anyway on top.
It was a great win. It was probably the biggest win I've ever been a part of. We faced two teams that are rated in the top 25 there, Central Missouri, Central Oklahoma. And, that region is one of the tougher in the country. Honestly, winning that tournament was probably more impressive than even making it to Nationals. Not more important, but more impressive. In the way we did it, we finished our last three holes 9-under. We only won by 8. And it's just kind of an attitude. If you're playing well, I don't know if you guys play or not, but you know, you just kind of want to finish the round at where you're at. You know, say you're, you know, around, you're going to break 80 for the first time with four holes to play. You know, you just kind of want to get in the clubhouse. But, you know, they've kind of got the attitude that they can steal a couple coming in, and, you know, it just, it's tremendous for the team score.
We're talking with Wes Burnt. He is the head men's golf coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Wes, what are you maybe pointing to here? You've got to recruit good kids, but why such the sudden spike here? The women are doing good, and the men are probably doing even a little bit better. I know the Golf Academy may be helping a little bit at Awori. Chad and Elizabeth have helped you. The golf coaches, maybe there's more of you to concentrate on. Is there one thing you can point at to why things are going so much better right now?
I'd say the majority of it is just recruiting. You know, last year we brought in 11 new you know, golfers. But, you know, the biggest part of that is the academy. You know, being able to use that as a recruiting tool is just huge. And, you know, a lot of the people we brought in, the academy is important to them, you know, and some people don't practice that hard, but, you know, the guys we brought in, it was so important to them because that's where they want to spend all their time at. So, you know, the player development was a big part of it, but I'd say majority was just getting them in here.
And Wes, you're kind of at an unusual time here because, you know, really the fall season leads into the spring season, but you got this big gap. What do you do until the spring thaw? What do you guys kind of work on? What is kind of what does the team do together? I'm sure they'll play whenever there's a good weather, maybe on an individual basis, but what do you do as a team between now and when the season kicks up again in the spring?
Well, we'll continue practice. You know, and we'll go through. We have about 12 hours a week that we'll practice and, you know, just try to stay sharp. Some of the kids will actually, we've tried to revamp their swing and, you know, do all that during the winter. But, you know, we just try to survive and, you know, get better if we can. But, you know, at least try, you know, not to lose any momentum.
Another minute here with Wes Burnt, the head men's golf coach at UNK. Only one senior on this team, but he has been leading the way for you. You know, Lance Lawson, he's been the conference golfer of the week a couple of times. He's been your low man. Talk about his play and his development.
He's playing very, very well. He's actually one under par in tournament play this season, which is incredible. I mean, you're playing courses you've never seen, you know, tough conditions and tournament pressure, and he's one under par. You know, he's very athletic. You know, a lot of it comes from naturally, but yet he works pretty hard. So, you know, it's been awesome to have him on the team.
You know, I was one under par for a season once, and I birdied the first hole, and I should have just got back in the vehicle and drove off the golf course, Wes. That's what I should have done.
Yeah, there you go.
Put us on, kind of fill us in, because we've talked about this on the show before, that the non-major sports, you know, outside of the football and volleyball, have really been making strides here over the last couple of years. We point to tennis and going deeper than they ever have a couple of years ago. What can we expect this spring? You guys obviously are already positioned very well to be in regional and super regional. What's the design right now for Division II golf, and how far can this team go?
Well, you know, our first goal is to win conference, and, you know, we're right there. That's kind of a point standing thing throughout the season. But, yeah, we're sitting regional very well in our regional standings, and assuming we make it to regionals, they take the top five teams out of the 20 teams to go to nationals. And, you know, last year we were right there. We just had a really bad second day. You know, if we play well, we'll make it this year. But, you know, it's a tough sport, and, you know, we'll see how that goes. You know, once we get to nationals, I think we'd be extremely dangerous because of the way we play, we're significantly longer than any other team out there. And I think we'd be pretty dangerous if we could make it into nationals. But, you know, the whole point is to get there right now.
All righty, Wes. Well, we'll let you get back to your day here and just say congratulations on an outstanding fall, and hopefully things will continue to go as good or even better when the spring rolls around. Best of luck.
All right. Thanks, Wes.
Take care, Wes Burnt, outstanding golfer in his own right, Randy, and he, along with Chad Lydiott, taking care of the men's golf program, and what a fall they've had.
Oh, they have had a tremendous year. And like you said, they are really kind of been one of the elite programs on the campus during the fall season. Obviously, the volleyball team doing very, very well, and football team doing the best they can. But they play teams, and they've beaten some Division I teams in some of the tournaments that they've gone to over the course of the year. And that is outstanding for any Division II program to be able to kind of compete at that level. And there isn't a tournament they go to that they go, man, we don't have a shot here, because they're good 1 through 5 all the way through there.
And the women wrapped up their fall season at the MIAA Fall Preview in St. Charles, Missouri this last week, finishing up yesterday. They were 7th out of 18 schools, shot 670 over 36 holes. And sophomore Caitlin Hashke had a strong showing. She finished 15th for the Lopers. And sophomore Anna Summers and Sunny Shear were the next two Lopers in the clubhouse. As they wrap their season up, they will tee it up again in March. So that just wrapped up for the ladies yesterday. Checking the rest of what's going on with the Lopers in football. Of course, we talked with Coach Morris yesterday. It's quarterback situation a little banged up. Luke McNitt was back at practice yesterday. Tyler McEwen may be going next. He was the starter last week in the 24-14 win against Lincoln University. They go to Southwest Baptist on Saturday. The volleyball team, 9th ranked in the country, got beat by Lindenwood in one of those shake your headers, and this happens about once a year to everybody, even to Concordia St. Paul. Nobody runs the table, and it seems like the team that clips you is one of those that you just shake their head. And Lindenwood is not a great volleyball team, but they're good.
Well, it's a sport of momentum. So when you don't play well, the other team picks up momentum, and it's awfully hard to stop that snowball once it starts going down the hill.
The Lopers probably beat a better team in Missouri Western at home last night in straight sets, hitting 343. Ashley Leitner and MJ Massenet combined for 23 kills. It was kind of an all-around effort, and they will welcome in Southwest Baptist on Friday night and then play again on a Saturday afternoon. Also for the Lopers, they have soccer, 1-0-1 over the weekend. They beat Missouri Western and tied Northwest Missouri. They'll host Lindenwood in their only game of the week Sunday afternoon at Cope. And the cross-country team is getting ready for the MIAA championships. And as we mentioned, the preseason MIAA basketball polls are out. Fort Hays State has been picked to win the men's, while the Lopers have been picked 13th out of 14, just behind Southwest Baptist and just ahead of Lincoln University. The men and women both finished 7-19 on the season. And, of course, for UNK, they'll start the regular season with a home game against Wayne State on November 10th. They've got that exhibition down in Lincoln next week as well. And their first conference game will be against Fort Hays State. So they'll find out right away how things stack up.
We're in that transitional thing. We're starting to talk a little basketball. It's right around the corner.
Women's poll not released yet, but that's where the men are. And I think that covers everything that we had in front of us for UNK's Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. Coming up, Bob Jensen will join us from Huskerland Prep Report as we dive into the final week of the regular season. A lot of games on Thursday, more games on Friday. We'll talk about the games we're covering and where we could see some excitement in this final week of the regular season. It's all coming up live from Cunningham's. It's part of our Husker Lunch. Stop by and see us today. We will have Sean Callahan on hand from noon until 1 o'clock today here at Cunningham's. He'll have copies of his new book. He'll be talking Husker football, answering all your questions. And as always, you can enjoy a great lunch here at Cunningham's. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's the Herd. Not all meetings can be planned in advance. Things come up. Last-minute opportunity, a work emergency. Ooh, a great idea to discuss. But with people working from different offices or on the go, it can be impossible to get everybody in the same room when you need to meet. So be prepared. Sign up for GoToMeeting. It's the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online wherever you are. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, you can share screens, work together on documents, work together on spreadsheets, projects, real-time, and just turn on your webcam. Turn your meeting into a group HD video conference. It's like meeting in person. I've used it. You start or attend a GoToMeeting from anywhere. All you do, use your computer, use your phone, or your tablet. It is so easy. Try GoToMeeting right now. Free for a month. 30 days free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use my promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin. Meeting is...
Come on in! Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies today. Northwest winds increasing to 10 to 20. There are highs in the middle 60s. And then tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with our winds diminishing, lows in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 48.
Doug and Danny's show, as folks are filtering in for our Husker lunch. Of course, come on in, even if you can't be here right at 12 noon or 12:05, step in at 12:30.
Get what you can get. Get what you can get.
We'll have you in lunch no matter what, even if you're not overly interested in what Sean Callahan has to say today, like his wife. Come on in and join us today for our Husker lunch here at Cunningham's. We're going to order off the menu today, so get any of your favorites and enjoy some Husker talk today at Cunningham's. Always get registered for the Nebraska Iowa tickets, great prizes to give away weekly as well. Our Midtown Mart cooler question yesterday: which team will win the World Series? Who do you got, Randy? And how many games?
I got the Cardinals. I think they got better pitching, and maybe because I'm a National League guy, I follow them a lot more. They just always seem to come up with that clutch hit.
Cardinals in 6 or 7 was the majority, 47% of the folks voted for that. I guess that's not technically the majority, but that was the most votes.
The plurality,
37%
plurality
for the Red Sox in 6 or 7. We even had 16% say the Red Sox in 4 or 5, and that'll be interesting. I took the Cardinals, I think I said, in 7 yesterday. So our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. What do you make of the Miami Athletic Program sanctions in connection to the Shapiro scandal? Is it too harsh, too lenient, just right?
I think it's probably a little bit too lenient, but not overly so. I'm not upset by any level, as they had to wait so long and the whole thing was messed up. And I do think you lose a little bit of they took something off the punch because it took so long to deliver it.
I think any time you can live with it, it's probably too lenient. So
yeah.
You can vote on our poll question today at ESPNSuperstation.com.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Well, let's talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report as we do every Wednesday at this time. We gear up for a ton of high school football games this week. But before we get that far, good morning, Bob. Let's talk about what happened last week. There were some very interesting games out there. And, you know, I just want to know, how are you?
I'm good. I'm thumbing through my thesaurus here, trying to find a word that would explain to me what plurality was.
Largest numbers is what it basically means.
Still reeling a little bit from that, but I think I'm regaining my equilibrium. I'm starting to feel pretty good, actually.
Now I got to look up equilibrium.
Yeah, you should.
By the way, Cardinals in seven would be sweet.
Well, too many Cardinal fans. That's what I say. Bob, let's get to let's start from kind of the smaller class and work our way up. We've mentioned them, but they are now here to be really mentioned. Even at 5-2, the Loomis Wolves are sitting as the top seed in the Western bracket, and according to your mathematics, which I'll at least give some credit to, they may stay in that position as we get ready for the playoffs. What is Loomis doing be in this position, and how strange is it that they would be number one, and one of the teams that they beat, Amherst, would be around that number four slot?
Well, now that does kind of speak to the old formula a little bit, doesn't it? But let's not get into that, or we're going to start talking about my top tens, which are also under fire these days. The thing is, it's a number. It's a great number if you're Loomis. Loomis has been playing really good football. They've been scoring points. They got a clutch win last week against Myrna, and they're one of the really nice surprise teams. I guess you got to say it's a surprise. Loomis wasn't great last year, but they have made tremendous strides, and it's very likely they're going to be the number one seed in the West, which means they will come to Loomis. And that's a great place to start any playoff.
Bob, let's talk a little C1. Some top 10 teams with some big wins last week. Pierce with a big win, Syracuse with a big win, Boone Central with a big win. Is C1 kind of filtering itself out before the playoffs even begin?
Well, yes, Bush, it is. The thing is, I got another look at Boone last week. They are enormous. It's 6'6", 220, 6'5", 240, 6'1", 290, and there's a whole bunch of sophomores, and they're getting so much better. I saw them earlier against Norfolk Catholic when frankly, both those teams, I think, were starting to, trying to figure some things out. I saw them the other night. Boone has figured them out. They basically knuckled, I believe they call that a tap out now. I believe Lakeview tapped out after about two series. I think it occurred to them they couldn't block them, so they couldn't pass the ball, and they couldn't tackle them, and so they didn't leave much. And it was 48-7 before you knew it. Pierce beating Norfolk Catholic. I don't know what to compare that to, because that is the greatest rivalry in Nebraska high school. There is nothing that compares to it. And I talked to Coach Bramer this week, and he was correct about one thing when he said, you weren't there because you didn't give us a chance. And he was right. I wasn't there, and I didn't give him a chance. And they turned around and won the ball game. And you got to remember, Pierce has been beat by 41 points by Boone and by 21 points by SCOTUS. And for them to beat Norfolk Catholic, that just strictly speaks to the beauty of high school rivalry. And then the Syracuse-Lincoln Christian game, I thought that was really quite a turn of events. Lincoln Christian's defense has not exactly been the 85 Bears, so you figured Syracuse would score some points, but Syracuse gave up one long touchdown, but otherwise basically kind of held Lincoln Christian, top offense in C1, in check. And so, Syracuse is kind of just down there, kind of just doing their thing. Southeast Nebraska football in the C1s and C2s doesn't necessarily produce a lot of great football teams. But they are undefeated, and they are legit. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, right now it would appear they've got a real good chance of being the number one seed in the East. And strangely enough, speaking of the formula, Lincoln Christian would be number two. And so we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't think either one of those teams is going to be in the finals. But Syracuse, all those wrestlers, they're pretty tough, and they're a good football team.
talking with Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Of course, Kearney took advantage of North Star's stud quarterback Bowles being out last week, but they still played a solid football game and qualified for the playoffs. Donovan Trumbull was able to scratch out a win after getting the squirrels out of the transformer, beating Hastings St. Cecilia. And we won't even get into the bats and the belfry that we have come across. But let's talk about this week. Some interesting games out there. I think you've got some games with a determined favorite, but yet maybe that 10-point, I mean, if this was college or pros, you'd be in that 10 to 14-point swing where a couple of turnovers will some change some things out there. And let's start statewide. Millard North, we mentioned last week, nobody wants to play them. And now after what they did last week, they play Omaha North, and that's the game in Class A this week.
Yeah, it is. Squirrels at the transfer. That is one of your best. I mean, not that there's that much to choose from, but that is a great line, and I may very well co-op that with not giving you any credit, so just be prepared.
Thank you.
The thing is that Millard North is healthy. Their offense, as it always does, is directly tied to two things. That enormous offensive line, which is always enormous, and their quarterback, who is always a stud. I mean, it goes, I mean, everybody knows about Eric Crouch. It actually goes all the way back to a kid by the name of Nick Pearson. Nick Pearson was probably the first of this long stretch of great Millard North quarterbacks. The kid in place now is Clay Fisher, the third of the Fisher boys. And not only is he really talented, I mean, he's not really even a quarterback in the option sense, because the option, when he has it, is either he'll run it up the middle or outside. He carried it 53 times 2 weeks ago. He carried it 35 times last week. I think he's gained something like 640 or 50 yards the last 2 weeks, scored 11 touchdowns. They are red hot, and you know, Millard North might have been looking ahead maybe last week when they got beat by Bellevue West, which is a good team. I don't know. I think that's going to be a tough game for Omaha North to win. I like Millard North to win it.
All right, that's the matchup in Class A, the two North schools. Class B, probably the matchup of the week is York traveling to Aurora. That's going to be a great one.
Yeah, it is. It's just, it's, you know, again, we've spoke about it last year, and it's just picked up and taken on new life this year. What Glenn Snodgrass, the former Overton head coach, has done at York is nothing short of a miracle, because York football really didn't matter at all until a couple of years ago. Glenn got there, got those kids organized, got them in the weight room, got them to believe that football was important. And as a result, you know, York's always had some kids, and they've got some outstanding kids this year, you know, with Ty Danielson at wide receiver and Evan Neville, who went for like 330 last week at fullback. They've got a real good quarterback by the name of Landon Califf. You know, York is a good, legitimate team. The one time they stepped in it this year, they just got beat up in the second half against Beatrice, and that is a concern, because Aurora likes to run the football, and they've got two really good backs in Reichart and Bricker. But, you know, Beatrice just, I don't think they passed in the second half and ended up winning that game by 18 points. That's York's only loss, and Aurora has only been beaten once, and that's by Crete. And to be honest, guys, you know, this game is going to tell you a lot about Class B, and I explained this the other day. Right now, Aurora's ranking is somewhat depressed, and McCook certainly is, tied into, when you do comparative scores, that big loss that Aurora had to Crete just made the East look so much better than the West. But if somehow Aurora beats York, then all of a sudden that makes Aurora look obviously better. It makes McCook look better. It makes a Scott's Bluff look better, and even a Sydney. So there's a little bit of a connect the dots factor there, but I think when it's all said and done, I think York finds a way to win that game.
Bob Jensen with us for just another couple of minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's on our Husker Lunch. Come on down. Sean Callahan will be chatting Husker football, and we'd love to have you join us on this Wednesday for lunch. Doesn't cost anything to come down and listen to Husker football, and of course we encourage you to have your favorite beverage and enjoy some lunch here as well at Cunningham's. Before we get to just a sneak peek at the playoffs, one more I wanted to throw at you, because it is a battle of unbeatens, and I guess just from history you would expect North Platte St. Pat's to beat Hershey, but the game's at Hershey, and it may not be the case this year.
You know, this is just a delightful game. And, you know, we, as fans, we all sit here and we look at scores and records and look forward to games. And, of course, we know what rivalries are out there. But not only do the St. Pat's and Hershey have the records, they're both undefeated. It's the first time these programs have been undefeated against each other this late in the season. Both the coaches are best friends, and not just coaching friends. They're just best friends. And Kevin Dodson at St. Pat's, Ryan Smith, there at Hershey, it adds a little different element. You know, Hershey's program has really taken a step forward. Last year, they won a couple playoff games, hosted their first playoff game ever, beat Blue Hill, and kind of proved themselves. This is not vintage St. Pat's. Okay, this is a good St. Pat's team. This is a good Hershey team. But it's going to be one of those things where it's such a beautiful combination of rivalry, record, friendship, the whole thing. It's going to be a great night for football. I do agree. I think St. Pat's probably wins that game, but that's going to be a great way to end the regular season and get us into the playoffs.
Bob, on your Huskerland website, you have kind of your vision of what the playoffs are going to look like. Is that if they started today, or is that looking after the action of this week?
Look, man, I can barely balance my checkbook. In fact, there's reason to believe I can't balance my checkbook. That's just if we went today. There are so many elements to that formula, and which is part of what makes Saturday morning so much fun when the pairings come out, because there are bound to be some surprises. So that's just kind of where if we were doing it right now, that's what it would look like.
Well, there's going to be some interesting matchups out there. But again, you kind of see some of these teams that you know are going to play each other in this last week. Somebody's got to win and move up. Somebody's got to lose and move down. I guess you mentioned a couple of them, Bob. Before we let you go, what's the one surprising scenario that you see right now in any of the playoffs?
You know, I just wrote all that stuff, and I can barely remember what it was I said. I don't know. I will say one thing that I thought was kind of cute. I don't know if this quite qualifies, but if a person does look on the web, you'll see that in D2, there is a whole string of possible games where everybody has got something right on somebody else they've played this year. And, you know, that's going to be true for a lot of people. It's funny, there's a lot of teams, and I'm not going to be able to name them chapter and verse, but there's going to be a lot of teams out there that are going to be pulling for teams that have already beat them once to keep on winning, just to, you know, get them into that next division to keep their playoff points where they need to be. So, I don't know. There's just so many variables. I'm just anxious to go. I am going to go to Hershey on Friday. I'm going to go to Omaha and watch the Omaha North game on Friday. Maybe try and catch some of Elkhorn South. There's something that's strange, and actually quite delicious at the same time. Big Bad Elkhorn High has to beat Elkhorn South just to get into the playoffs. And if you are from Elkhorn South, this is the night you've been waiting for 4 years. So that'll be interesting.
All right, buddy. We are looking forward to some great football. Thursday night, Friday night, classic hits. We'll have our scoreboard show and wrap things up and kind of piece some playoff puzzles together. And, Bob, I know you'll be doing the same. Always appreciate the time. Enjoy, my friend.
Yeah, you bet, guys. You do a great job. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, buddy.
Thanks, Bob.
That is Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, live here from our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. And again, go to Huskerland Preps. That's with an S, preps.rivals.com. And you can see all those projections and prognostications and everything else that has to do with high school football.
And, you know, the thing is, where that line is drawn, because they picked the 32 teams that are going to be in classes, you know, C1, C2, D1, D2, and then they kind of figured out where that east-west line can be so important. And you really don't know that until it's drawn by the NSAA come Saturday morning. I mean, and that changes your seeding. It changes who's the team to beat in your area. It's really always interesting when they finally announce the actual playoff brackets. And a lot of coaches think that they've got a pretty good idea, and they do fairly well, to be honest with you, but that would be maddening, you know, trying to figure all that out. I just really think it'd be maddening. Just wait till Saturday morning.
Well, I remember after those Friday night games going wherever you wanted to watch film or get together, and everybody's yelling, hey, what's the score, when it was a lot harder to come across the scores. And the NSAA used to put up the points with four of these that happened, with two of these that happened. This would be the point total, and everybody be scratching it down, and then you'd beat Stu to the punch or Riley Jane to the punch.
Yeah, by about 15 minutes. So yeah. It's just it's worth the time.
Now it moves on a lot quicker, and we'll have you covered as the playoffs do begin Halloween Day in C and D, and then November 1st in A and B. Our games are going to keep you busy Thursday and Friday on all of our stations, and we are going to take a break here. But before we do, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the road here at Cunningham's, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Be sure to see the all-new ThinkMidway.com. You can view their complete inventory. You can see some of the great specials and in-service deals that you can pick up. You can find out how you can be in and out for an oil change in 30 minutes or less. And you can also like them on Facebook to get a variety of different specials throughout the year. Maybe even win some tickets, as they have done from time to time, to the Huskers, to the Storm, to special events that are going on throughout central Nebraska. Whether you are looking just to keep your day going and save a little money, or a new or pre-owned vehicle, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, the place for you. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Sean Callahan when we come back.
Are you serious about maximizing muscle growth, boosting strength, and optimizing hormones so you can get noticed in the gym? Well, you asked, and Complete Nutrition listen. Introducing the new L3 Anabolic Stack. L3 is the best new muscle-building supplement stack on the planet. If you want to jack up testosterone levels 42% in as little as 12 days, all while packing on tons of muscle and raising growth hormone levels so you can be the man you never thought you'd be, stop by a Complete Nutrition store today and find out how the new L3 series is changing the muscle building game for men.
Complete Nutrition.
Warning, if you put on more than 15 pounds of muscle in the first 4 weeks, please visit your personal health consultant to adjust your dosage.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.25%, APR 4.5%, that payment could support a $275,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states.
Partly sunny skies today. Northwest winds increasing to 10 to 20. There are highs in the middle 60s. And then tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with our winds diminishing, lows in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 48.
Doug and Daddy's show. Doug Buda, Randy Bush, Cutter with you from Cunningham's. Saw that today.
Here's Dougie.
Would have been Johnny Carson's birthday today. If I haven't figured out, 88, which wouldn't have been, I mean, sometimes you think, well, he would have been 104. No, 88, which would have been no problem. But Carson born on this day back in the great city of Norfolk in 1925. So happy birthday there. Also, happy birthday to one of the people that is the thorn of my fantasy football existence, the Riz. Also, your birthday was this week, Bushcutter, and yeah. Happy 60th to you.
Thank you, thank you. It's not 60th, but I appreciate the early greetings on that one, and I mean very, very early on that.
And our good buddy Scott Steinbrook took it to another level as he continued to tweet all day yesterday about other famous people that shared his birthday, and I don't really pay attention.
There's more on the 22nd than there is on the 21st. Let me just say that. I have Carrie Fisher. That's about it.
I used to remember. I do know one person, one It's not a person. Garfield the cat and I have the same birthday.
Well, so you have birthday lasagna.
There you go.
That makes perfect sense.
Sean Callahan of Husker Online joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for just a couple of minutes, and then we'll turn him over to the crowd here at Cunningham's for our Husker lunch. And again, he's got copies of his brand new book. And Sean, I specifically stayed up to watch the replay of Big Red Wrap-Up last night at work when I got back from volleyball. I would like to say it was to see you in the last segment, but it wasn't. It's Jack and Andy Hoffman will be in Hastings for the leadership, Tom Osborne Leadership Awards on Friday. And it just continues the great story there.
They're everywhere, aren't they? I mean,
yeah. How's that? You know, I guess that would be my first question to Andy. How is that wearing on them? Because, boy, everybody wants a piece of the Hoffman action.
And they don't say no very often. I mean, I've heard them on other radio shows and obviously the national shows. And I think last night they got back to Atkinson about midnight, 12:30, and Jack gets up to go to school in the morning. So it's a lot of work, but Andy really is the heart and soul of Team Jack. I mean, he's the guy he's a go-getter. I mean, you've met Andy and spent time with him, and I'm lucky enough to have a lot of family in Atkinson. My grandma's from there. My cousin actually babysat Jack when he was a boy, younger, at a younger age. And Andy's just a go-getter. He's an attorney by nature, so he really has taken this Team Jack and helped raise it to another level with all the work and things they've done. I mean, they've raised over $1 million. I mean, that's just amazing when you think about it.
Yeah, $250,000 just at the big fundraiser up in Atkinson here this fall, as you guys reported. So, again, check it out online. You can Facebook Big Red Wrap-Up. You can always see them every Tuesday night with you and Kugler and Sip from time to time and Adrian and the crew there. But let's talk football, obviously. To me, I think the coaches are playing a little bit of a game. Are you 100% sold that Taylor takes the first snap Saturday or not so much?
I wouldn't say 100% sold, but I'm pretty sold we're going to see him play. I just think the fact that he was fully suited up yesterday, running around, I mean, they could say it was limited, but unless they see something today or tomorrow that totally spooks them, I think the fact that he's out there, he's had about 6 weeks to rest. UCLA game was, September 14th, and here we are at the end of October now. Mm-hmm. I think he's had plenty of time to get ready. Mentally is probably where I want to see where he's at, because I think you can naturally just get rusty, not only physically but mentally. I think it will be a deal, though, where they hope they would ideally rotate somebody else in there, quarterback, because you don't want to just overwork him week one back.
Are you thinking he has to be 100% to start, or is it 80%, 90%? What kind of level does his physical and mental state have to be
him to start? I think pretty close to 100%. And, I mean, 6 weeks rest, unless you have a severe knee injury or something, you should hopefully be back at 6 weeks, 100%. That's a lot of time to rest. You know, anything longer than that is a pretty severe injury, so you would hope that he's pretty close to 100%. It's just the rust. You know, and getting just that muscle repetition back in your body again that you've lost. Those are the things that he needs to do. I know for his cardio, he's had to ride a bike and do things like that. They're not worried about that. Taylor is a tip-top shape. He's never going to be one of those guys that gets out of shape. He's just a natural athlete in that sense. But I think mentally is where I want to see, you know, can he make the reads and the checks and do the things it takes to run this offense.
I think, unfortunately, Husker fans will joke about his mental state the whole time he's been the quarterback at the University of Nebraska, which is unfair. The other injury, Spencer Long, what do you think is going to happen there?
I think Maudie and Cotton will be the starters. I mean, that's no shocker. And it sounds like Givens Price will be the third guy they rotate in. You hear people talk about Chungo Condola getting the redshirt pulled. I don't think that's going to happen. It's more people saying, well, Chungo Condola is still an option, and the coaches is going to agree with you. Coach is never going to say, no, he's not an option at all. I mean, you could say, is Randy Bushcutter an option? Oh, yeah, Randy's an option. I mean, I think that's just the nature of a coach. Chungo is very talented. He could play, but they've sat on that red shirt this long. They would just totally be burning his career away if they played him this part of the season, especially not as a starter. He's a guy that could be a two-year starter if you wait on him until next year. You would have to think that Ryan Reeves and Givens Price are going to give them what they need, hopefully.
Minnesota likes to run the ball. They like to play keep away with the football. Nebraska's defense has not been very strong up front. Where do you kind of see that matchup with their offense, Nebraska's defensive line?
Well, they're going to want to run the ball. There's no doubt that they're not a very good throwing team. So if Minnesota's in those third and passing downs, long passing downs, that plays heavily in Nebraska's favor because Nebraska, you know, leads the Big Ten and third or one of the top defenses in third down defense at 28%. They have 11 interceptions. That's second in the Big Ten. So Minnesota doesn't want to have to throw the ball against Nebraska if they don't have to. But that will be one of the keys for this game. Nobody is really tried to run it physically straight at Nebraska since South Dakota State, and we know how that game went early on. Illinois and Purdue didn't really have a physical running game like Minnesota's going to try to come at them with.
Your thoughts before we let you out of here, any other notes that we need to know about, just your thoughts for Saturday?
I think there's going to be about 15,000 Nebraska fans in that stadium. It's the only Big Ten stadium, I'm sure duly noted, that sells beer in the stadium. Somebody did tell me, though, they only had it maybe in one part of the stadium. I don't know if it's sold everywhere. But it's a great trip. It kind of reminds me of going to Ames or Lawrence, just a fun, not a day trip if you're coming from Kearney, but definitely a fun weekend, tons of hotel options. I think Nebraska wins 41-23 or somewhere in that range. I don't think Minnesota has the power to go blow for blow with Nebraska, especially if Nebraska can make them drive the field like they did to Purdue. Purdue, their first 13 possessions started from inside the 25 in that game.
Yeah, that was a brutal Saturday for Purdue, but good for the Big Red. And Sean, looking forward to the book here. How'd the signing go? Anything new on that front?
We had a great signing at Von Maur. I was with former Husker Ralph Brown, who was in my book for a few of the chapters. So he was at the signing as a guest, and it couldn't have went better. I think we signed over 400 books, maybe 500 books at Von Maur. So it was in my hand. I still got a few signings. I've got another one coming up in Omaha, and hopefully we'll get something officially set up out here, maybe down the road or in a Tri-City area if we can. So,
all right, that sounds great. Sean Callahan, Husker Online, thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Are ready to wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we do, though, we always want to let you know about our friends at TNL Irrigation when we talk Husker football. You can always maximize your production with the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave by purchasing a TNL pivot system. It's proven technology, hydraulic technology that works for you, easier on you for a lifetime. They take care of you. You can contact Kyle Stewart of R&K Irrigation in Grand Island today for the very latest at TNL Irrigation. Well, winding things down, Randy, anything else?
I got a good friend of mine who's a lifelong Cardinals fan. Gareth's where he's going to be this weekend. He's got a couple of tickets to the World Series. Talk about a bucket list deal. I'm not a Cardinals fan, and I still envy that trip. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, somebody told me that yesterday. Maybe it's the same person. We're going to wrap things up. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Tomorrow, a variety of guests will be talking more Big Ten football, Husker football. Luke Hoover will join us from RotoWire to answer all your fantasy football questions. A lot of injuries. Who can you get that's actually going to help your team win, and where do you plug them in at? Even if maybe they're on a bye or a couple of weeks from coming back, he'll tell us all about that. We do want to thank Minnesota offensive coordinator Matt Limegrover for joining us to start the show today, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, UNK golf coach Wes Burnt, and, of course, Sean Callahan of Husker Online. We're here at Cunningham's Slide Down. We'll be here till 1 o'clock. See Sean, get a copy of the book if you'd like, register for our prizes, and, of course, talk Husker football. Randy, we'll see you down the road here with some more high school football.
Yeah. Got Kearney High on Friday night, and get to actually be a dad and watch the game on Thursday.
We'll also have some state cross-country talk tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.